Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
Good day to you. This is Brad Zockel, and you're listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast. Boy, it's great to have you with me here in the Barn Studio in Upcountry, South Carolina. It is a very, very rainy day, and it just seems like I've been running into a lot of the rain coming back from California. And while I was there almost the entire weekend, there was a cold and very bitter rain. I really thought that I was prime candidate for some sort of a flu or some sort of a cold. I had a few sniffles, but the plane ride back seemed to be okay. Not many people were sneezing or any type of problem with sickness. And so I'm so thankful for that, and I'm doing fine here. Had to turn on the heaters here in the barn as I am working on a number of different projects here. Oh, it has been so good to be able to be with you. If I have been able to see you over in California, to my Central California friends in Salinas, Hollister, and those who came in from various parts of the state, thank you so much. That was a great, great time in talking with you. In Salinas, to our dear friends in the Hispanic community, and my dear interpreter, translator, Faustino. Oh, he did such a great job. It was intended to be a two-hour session, and it went 3.5 hours, and nobody got tired, and it was just a wonderful time as people continued to ask questions after the initial meeting. Sunday, in the morning time at Calvary Baptist Church in Hollister, we had just a wonderful time together. About 10% of the congregation were people from the different social media outreaches that we have coming in, and oh, just what a tender time in meeting them. And then in the evening, we had a solid Q&A time, number of questions here. And I just can't tell you how much I enjoy this. So this week, I'll be going into Pennsylvania. I will be heading to Mechanicsburg. This will be my second time with the dear folks at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Pastor Steve Cruz invites you. I will be speaking to the college and career first thing in the morning, and then in the afternoon, later on in the morning, in the main service, I will be speaking to the congregation, and we're going to be talking about the rewards of heaven, the wonder of God in the heavens, some of the mysteries that maybe we get puzzled with when we look in heaven, and a lot of those things we will take a look at, we'll touch on. And of course, in the evening time, as I usually do, that will be reserved for a Q&A time. We meet in the fellowship hall like we did last time, and people just fire questions or write them down. And so it's a very engaging time. And we also had friends from other parts of Pennsylvania come and visit. That's just a wonderful time. And I want to thank you so much for praying, for supporting us. There was some gifts that came in that helped me with, it's going to help me with my entire gas expense all the way to Pennsylvania and back. And that is so appreciated. I can't tell you how much that this means to us. And so thank you so much. If you want to know more about our ministry, go to theheaventour.com. And that's over on the partnership part of the program. There on the website, you can see that and get involved in our newsletter, which we put out on a regular basis, letting you know of the different places in which I travel and other advances in our ministry there. And there's also a section, Questions About Heaven section in the website on theheaventour.com website. You can put in keywords or key phrases, and all of the videos that I've done on TikTok will pop up and they will all line up, and they can help answer that question as the scripture makes it clear. Well, I want to take a look at something here, and I thank you so much for your questions that come in. I'm sitting here looking over to my left at a whole stack of questions that have come in that have, I just collect them after our Q&A times at different churches, and I have them over here, and I wanted to go into just a side note based on questions that have been asked about the hereafter, about heaven's home, God the Father's family dwelling, these invitations and such. And there is something here within those studies that I'm going to present. So we're going to step aside from Revelation for today. But I want to share this with you, something to think about here. You know, when we get into the scripture, we find fascinating things about the heavens and beyond. It tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 11, who believes in the Lord will not be disappointed. Psalm 25 and verse 3, no one whose hope in you will ever be put to shame. And indeed, we see that. I mean, the promises, even in the general sense. Isaiah 51 and verse 12, I am he who comforts you. And we see Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3, God is alongside us. Talk about something to grasp here. We have just the many promises when we look through the scripture. 1 Corinthians 15, 53 through 57, there's no corruption in our bodies. Luke 6, 21, we will laugh. We will have friendships galore, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 19, recognizing people. No wonder it tells us in Isaiah 55, 11, happiness endures forever. We're seeing all things that are new and exciting. Revelation 21, 5, all things new, unprecedented. We will be feasting, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11, from the banquet hall of the Lord God, who, Isaiah 25 and verse 6, is making the menu. And we continue on and on, and the guarantee here is that the believers are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15 says that. As a matter of fact, Matthew 25 and verse 34 says that these inheritances were prepared from the foundation of the world. So I find something even more fascinating than that. May I share this with you? When we see the praise, we know that we're going to be enjoying, among all of these other things we're talking about, these joys of immortality and the secrets that are going to be revealed in heaven, which we cannot really know right now. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, these things are beyond our imagination. But as these things peel back, here's one that you may not have thought of. You know, in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Just as the seas cover the earth, so will the knowledge of the glory of God. And in there is an intense response, being freed from that curse. Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 22 tell us that that curse is there. And when that is brought and taken away, and then we see all things new, as we talked about, and we are enjoying the glory of the Lord. That's his name in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 5. You know then what we see? Everything praises the Lord. Everything praises the Lord. Lest you think I'm exaggerating, it's best for me to show you the scripture. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 13, when Jesus takes claim, a hold of the universe in victory, Revelation chapter 5 and verse 13, it just calls out in what a magnificent passage, in a verse of great, great joy. See, it tells us in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11, and I beheld, says John, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So you're talking about a myriad of angels. They are saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Now listen carefully. Verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard, I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Did you hear what I read? Every creature which is in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, in the sea, all that's in them, they all said, blessing, honor, glory, and power, dominion, forever. Every creature, every creation, you can say, all right? It's talking more than just the animals in praise. It's talking about the inanimate objects of the world. See, we see in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, Jesus' name has been highly exalted, and at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven, those in earth, and those under the earth. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Okay, so all living, animate, moving mammal, animal, creatures, all of these will now show obeisance there. All of the things, all of those that are in the human realm, it seems that Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. But even then, it moves us even further than that. Psalm 148, verse 13. Let all creation come praise the name of the Lord. All creation. Well, there are things that are beyond just the human realm, aren't there? All creation. Think about this. We're talking about everything that will be new, that will virtually give an aura of praise by representation, by presentation, whether it's verbal or not. We're going to be living on the new earth in an existence of praise and honor and glory where we will see the Lord. That's why it's good to get into practice now. I find this most fascinating. Listen to this. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The skies proclaim the same this, the glory of Him, the wonder of Him, and all. And it says, they pour speech forth, and they are going to give both this speech of glory, honor, and it says also the knowledge of this. Day to day they pour forth speech, and night after night is giving knowledge. But yet it says in the same psalm, in the first four verses, they have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth, you know, their words to the end of the world. So before somebody says, oh yeah, we're going to be seeing talking trees and singing mountains, you know, indeed, there are some wonderful passages that will give us those truths too when we talk about that, as opposed to, well, the worship is to the Creator, not the creation, not in creating, not in worshiping each other. It says this, that the rebellious exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Because of that, they didn't. So we're going back and we're seeing the beauty of the creation giving the praise to the Creator, not to other creation. When we see the, oh, just an amazing passages when we talk about the trees will clap their hands. We see something so exciting about this in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12. And yes, I did say that when it tells us this. Let me see. I'm going to read from the King James Version here. And it says, for you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. And the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. When we see the mountains and the hills will break forth, another translation says, into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Are we literally going to see these monstrous redwoods actually clapping their branches together? No, this is figurative. But it gives you a reminder back in Psalm 19 that they don't need to have words. They have no speech. Don't use words. But their praise is so powerful, it exceeds words, the alphabet, the paragraph, the sentence, the narrative. Their voice goes out into all the earth and words to the end of the world. Can you imagine seeing a wonderful river or a tree and it's emanating the glory of God in which you're just in constant happiness and wonder, seeing this? This is an amazing, amazing illustration here. When we take a look at this, every creature, everything in creation, on earth, under the earth, on the sea, all things in them, they're all singing, and the phrase coming out, the glory goes to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Be honor, glory, dominion, power, blessing, all of these things. And not just for now, a continual heavenly time of beauty forever and ever. I can remember going to wonderful botanical gardens or magnificent monuments or landscapes of beauty. and there might be some music in the background piped in, or there's just the gentle sound of the waterways, and you don't get tired of it. I don't know anybody that would, you know, be near the waterfall and say, I'm just really getting sick of hearing water. Or somebody that's by a brook, when we go to the Smoky Mountains, or I'm out in the Rocky Mountain there when I hiked Yosemite, getting tired of the sound of the rippling brooks. Those things continually. And now think of that, those. If there was just a projection of praise within all of those sounds, forever and ever, a continual praise. Oh, it's just something to just wonder about here. In all of these things we see, everything will give praise. Isn't it something? And I just hope that we have mouths of praise. I hope that this is something that you are free to honor to the Lord and thank the Lord in all of these things today, that we learn to give praise, that we are not afraid to give praise. It says, one pastor, Adrian Rogers, said, if you believe that heaven is one spiritual vacation, he says, you're not saved. You're not a Christian. And I thought about that for a long time, and I said, you know, he's right. There are so many people that will contact me, and they'll say, what do I get out of this? What else can I get? Or they'll make the claim, heaven is whatever you want it to be. All of these things that have nothing to do with any validity in the Bible. The Scripture tells us that we will be totally satisfied with him, Psalm 17:15. We will be overflowing with joy, Psalm 16:11. And so, just as I, if I receive a gift, I am so thankful for it, and so are you, that these are continual gifts, according to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7. We're continually thanking the Lord for these. We cannot even begin to imagine these things that will be set for those that give praise and honor to Jesus. And so let's develop the habit of praise right now and the heart of thankfulness. Every creation, every creature in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, on the sea, all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing, honor, glory, and dominion forever and ever. Amen to that. Amen to that. We'll talk some more about this later. Thank you so much for being with me. God bless you, and Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.